Gun rights people will tell you that the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So, a website based in Texas called The Truth About Guns, founded by a former CNN cameraman, created a reenactment of the Charlie Hebdo attack using paintball guns, except to test the armed civilian premise, it gave a handgun to one of the intended victims. Players took turns being the gunman and the victims, running through a series of offices set up to look exactly like the office set up at Charlie Hebdo in Paris. They posted the video from a camera mounted on one of the attacker's guns, and it was nasty.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
They ran the recreation 9 times, and they found that no matter how the simulation was played out, when the armed civilian fired back at the two gunmen, the civilian died. The only time the civilian survived was when he ran at the first sound of gunfire. Sometimes the civilian managed to kill one terrorist, but not both of them. One liberal website, the Young Turks, pronounced the test a failure, because the only time the armed civilian survived was when he ran from the office the moment he heard the gunfire.
But anyway, we now know that, at least in these reenactments, that the gun didn't help, and in fact, it got the person killed.
Although, to be fair, we're talking about a desperate situation, right? When you're cornered and you're probably going to die anyway. If you can kill one of the gunmen, at least that's something. And in this test, only one of the victims was armed. If all of them had been armed, they might have gotten both killers. Who knows? But to me, the real news was that overall, Truth About Guns, this pro-gun group, got positive coverage from the Young Turks for being honest enough to post the unedited video, even though it basically showed that if you shoot back, you'll still die.
Now, you have to give this group a tremendous amount of credit. They could have fudged this thing. They didn't have to publicize it. They did these recreations, probably thinking that the armed civilian would be able to fight back. And they published it anyway. So it turns out they really lived up to their name, The Truth About Guns.
And again, it also showed that if you're willing to die, you might get off a few shots before you do. One of the participants in the test, Parks Matthews, said it actually made him more determined to fight back, not less.
If I was at a movie theater and someone were to pull a gun, what am I going to do? And I know now I'm not just going to follow my kids and protect them. I need to advance on the threat. Still got killed, but I did better than I thought I would do.
Still got killed, but it went better than I thought it would. Of course, it's easier to say that when it's only paint.